This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have 3 million people listening to this program here, there, and everywhere. So thank you for that. You're an inspiration. Hopefully we are as well. Inspiration coming in the form of Jay Kirshner, who is here as the co-host of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The inspiration today takes the following expression. Takes the form of an expression of forgiveness. If you are not big into forgiveness, perhaps you might want to consider being big into forgiveness, but take it slowly. And oftentimes people are toughest on themselves, right? Have you noticed that? I bet you, and Jay, you're tough on yourself sometimes.
Yeah,
without,
I think we are our own worst
good
critic.
Reason. Yeah, right, exactly. So don't blame yourself quickly. Be slow and deliberate, and I think sooner or later, if you follow that, your life becomes more peaceful. That would be a good thing, right, for all of us to have a little more peace. What was the John Lennon song, right? Give Peace a Chance. Remember that? Did he sing that with Yoko Ono? Give Peace a Chance. He's waiting.
Yeah.
Give Peace a Chance. I think that was it. Yep, something like that anyway. All right, meanwhile, back at the discussion about AM radios, I know some of you, I have Jennifer and her father and I have, and Jay, you'll probably get sucked into this one way or another. The idea of, and your father too, actually, of AM radio is being taken out of cars and what it means. Is it, as the car manufacturers would tell you, it's about the operation of the car? We can't safely have a battery-powered car with an AM radio. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds on the surface? It's unsafe to have an AM radio in the car because it interferes with the operation of the battery. They must think we're all morons.
Well, and some have come out and said that it's more of the interference with the radio itself. That's just staticky. It's poor quality.
Well, that's true. AM radio should have been enhanced so that it was the same quality, the digital quality of FM radio. The AM should be the same. And there's been prejudice against AM radio for decades. Anyway, you were making a point.
Goes with the whole, it's been this conversation over the batteries and how they don't play well with the AM radio stuff and the electric vehicles, but that kind of is getting pushed out when there are car manufacturers saying, you know what, we're not going to put AM radios in our newer fuel-powered models either. So it's like, okay, well, you can't blame an EV vehicle for its battery when it comes to the fuel-powered vehicles. So
no.
That's like cats out of the bag.
Yeah, it's
BS. I hate
BS.
That saying, but you know
bunkum.
What I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's bunkum. You like that expression better? It's bunkum. Isn't that a great word?
Hogwash.
Bunkum, yeah, hogwash. So the conservatives, that's scratch conservative because they aren't really. The right-wingers who do a lot of radio are saying that this is an attack on them. Yep, I'll go for that. I think they're right, in part. But it also, because it has a history of serving a lot of diverse communities, the people in rural America that listen to this program on their AM radios. Now, some of them have what they call FM translators now, which makes it easier for you to hear the program, a little better quality, that sort of thing. But some of those, they're hard to come by, those translators. And so why shouldn't AM be as good in terms of quality? People have been asking this who don't really know, you know, they don't understand the technology, and then why should they? The information that you get, the news, the conversation, the entertainment, things that have been important. As a kid growing up, I listened to WBZ in Boston. Radio, my great friend Dick Summer was on BZ for a long time, actually a couple of stints there. And he and I we have lunch together every month. And I remember his program was called The Nightlight Show. Welcome to The Nightlight on WBZ Radio 103. I would go to sleep listening to that on my little radio next to my bed in my room as a youngster growing up, that was very important to me, to listen to it not only at night but during the day. It was a great source of fun and entertainment and information, and that's the way it is. But, you know, as things changed, the signals were interfered with, they weren't as strong, yada, yada, yada. Now, fast forward to today and where a lot of people in rural America get their info, because, yeah, we have social media, but because of the net neutrality thing, there are a lot of, you see ads now on TV for special dishes and ways for people in rural America to get just connected to the Internet, because the geniuses at Verizon and Spectrum and all these other big companies that can't make any money in rural America say, screw them, we're not going to go out there. Unless you make us, do they say that to the government? And, of course, they influence the government to the point with their corrupt contributions to politicians that the politicians don't do anything, and therefore rural Americans get it tucked up their keister. So now I'm going to maintain, not only is this a thing in terms of the right-wingers on the air, but I think that you can make a really good case that this is an issue with blacks and Hispanics, right? That you can think about where the opportunities are for information, where a lot of people who live in societies and, you know, the whole idea of where does the signal come from? I think you can make a case for it being racially discriminatory. And if you listen to, you know, there are a couple of black information networks around, and they've been highlighting the importance of AM radio for minorities for quite a long time. And so I think that there is, the point I'm making is that AM radio serves a very diverse population all across our country. And the fact that the Ford Motor Company is screwing with you and with that, among others, but Ford seems to be the most notable in terms of saying, hey, and even after there'd been a lot of pressure applied, they just said, no, we're going to keep going down the same street. We're not going to put AM radio in our cars and trucks anymore. We don't care.
Any vehicles,
yeah, right. Anyway, and there have been other, I'm going to start, matter of fact, I think, James, I sent to you a connection, didn't I? And I said to you, ask me about this. Do you remember, did you see that email that I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me pull it up right now.
If you scroll through it, you'll see that there's a public service spot in there, an audio 60-second spot that I want to air on the program. So we'll figure that out as we move along here to monitor what's going on in the universe. Okay, our taxes, the money at least, is supposed to be in. And so those of you who are curious about some of the more visible folks in our society who have money, Joe Biden and his wife, for example, paid 23.8% taxes on their earnings last year, which were $579,514. He got paid $400,000 as the president, and the two of them, I think there's a booker, I don't know, they made another $179,000, which doesn't seem like a lot when you consider what he does. I would like to think that the president of the United States would be the highest paid person, because it's the toughest job, most important job. You know, it may be important to run a big bank, and maybe important to run a railroad and an airline and yada yada, but hello, is there anything more important than being president of the United States? And in my mind, the answer is no. That's why it's so lousy. Maybe if we paid, you know, okay, what, $4 million a year? What is a good CEO at the banks? Those guys make $40, $50 million a year. Shouldn't we be paying the president that much money?
But at the same time, as the president, I would almost think that maybe you are not getting paid that much money, but then you don't have the overhead to worry about. You don't have to pay the property tax, a mortgage.
Yeah, they'll keep their property.
You don't necessarily have to pay for utilities or anything like that.
I don't know that I buy into that, but it's a good point.
No, I mean, like, that's how it should be, in my opinion. Yeah, that you wouldn't have to pay for utilities. You wouldn't have to pay for any of the daily expenses such as eating or anything like that. I feel like that should just automatically
be covered.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So pretty much whatever, you may not be making for lack of a better phrase, a buttload of money, but you don't have a lot of output during your tenure either.
All right. So while I'm thinking about Joe Biden, I've come across something that I came across because of me being a farmer and doing the American Family Farmer Show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Joe Biden talking all the time about climate change and what that's doing to the next generation. There's a new political party in Holland, and I know that that's not on the top of everybody's mind. People say that when you hear somebody referred to as Dutch, they are from Holland. And this new party is pushing back on the government's climate agenda there. Most of them are farmers, and they've now become the most important political party in Holland. They won the most seats for a single party in the history of the Dutch Senate. And the leader is a lady named Caroline van der Plas. She said, "Today people have shown they can't stay at home any longer. We won't be ignored." They are the Boer Burger Party. This is a farmer citizen movement. The protests began against the government's environmental policies, which are cutting supposedly nitrogen emissions by cutting back on livestock numbers. So that's where the farmers come in. The government is buying out thousands of farms to cut back on the ammonia pollution or the methane pollution or whatever they think is coming out of cows. And so they have 75 seats in their Senate. These people won in their first run. This party didn't exist 2 years ago. They won 15 of the 75 Senate seats they have become the most important party. The Conservative Party, last time around at 20% of the seats. These people overtook that. And so they're going to put together a coalition that has 24 seats, enough to really get in the way. They have a different way of looking. They have a different way of measuring how the votes are cast. It's not like here where you have to have 51%. Anyway, the party leaders say now is the time to take our citizenship seriously. We are tired of the government messing up our country. So there you go. Farmers unite. It's 18 after the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply, see store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hurry and shop the final days of Springfest at Lowe's. Right now, get an additional
Progressive presents 10 Things on a...
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 at the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our focus on social media, damnable as it is. We have our connections on social media. I don't want to be a hypocrite. We are interested in what you have to say. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. I may not like it, but here it is. Twitter, Good Day on Air. So this is a, a focus on one of my favorite actresses. Remember I said you laughed at me a few months ago when I told you I was watching One Tree Hill on the plane?
Oh, yes.
I had come across it, and I remember people talking to me, I think Jennifer did and you did, about Sophia Bush, who was what first interested me. I don't want this to sound like what it isn't. I just found her role that she had in Chicago PD to be one that was very much, she was very much at the core of that program, and I found the program much more interesting when she was on it than I find it now. That
and
a couple of the other
Sam
players.
You watched Good Sam too, right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I did watch Good Sam, yeah, and I thought it was good, it was cute maybe, but it didn't have the chutzpah because CBS and its ego, and maybe it was Sophia, they put it on Wednesday nights opposite Chicago PD, which wasn't a smart place to put it. She thought because she was on Chicago PD that people, when they saw her on, and she was a big draw for Chicago PD, but she couldn't overcome the lead that they have at 10 o'clock on Wednesday night. And so anyway, the focus on her and Hillary Burton and who's the other
Bethany Joy Lenz.
That's it, right.
Yes, yeah. They do a podcast where they pretty much rewatch and recap a lot of the stuff of One Tree Hill. And then another cast member joined a recent episode, Danielle Ackles.
So the focus was on them being harassed. The cast was talking about harassment and the allegations that they made against the director of One Tree Hill. And then, you know, she goes on to talk about her leaving Chicago PD because there were a group of men that were on that show that also were guilty. And, you know, it was Jason Begay who plays Hank Voight on, he's a pretty accomplished character actor, but this show's been on the air for like 10, 11 years now. And he's the mainstay of it. But he responded when Sophia left the program after 4 or 5 years, you know, apparently he was How do you define improper in your...
Oh, it could be in so many different ways.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It could be a verbal abuse kind of situation, emotional abuse, it could be physical, all of these. And so Vea Bush was told upon, I think it was leaving Chicago PD, where she had an issue with a higher-up, an issue with a co-star, and she was told that you can either speak about this situation or you can speak about that situation, because if you talk about both, then you look like you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, victim-shaming, and these women have been very vocal about a lot of the allegations that they all experienced jointly on One Tree Hill and then have gone on to experience in other projects. And an effort, really, because they're like, a lot of people are not held accountable, and we need to keep talking about this because we need to make sure that it's not happening to other people.
Yep, including to the people that, you know, that we're around. We got to make sure that it's a healthy work environment. Maybe that's the best way of putting
it. And there have been issues where somebody is dealing with an emotional or verbal abuse situation, and other people are witnessing it, and they don't stand up and do anything about it. And they also want to encourage people, if you're seeing something like this going on, stand up too, speak out about it, help each other.
I think there's strength in numbers, frankly, and you can only run away from this so far and so fast before you do realize that it is a problem. And so the recognition is the first way of trying to fix it, frankly. So there we are, recognizing it. At 28 after, this is good day.
When I say Francis Ford Coppola, you think The Godfather, right? Have you tried his wines? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Where I live, Coppola wines are $12 or $13 a bottle, sometimes less on end caps. If you're shopping for vodka, remember, it's merely vodka. All brands begin at an ethanol plant. Flavors aside, one big difference between brands is how fancy the bottle is. And those Belvedere and Chopin and Grey Goose bottles sure are works of art. It also matters how many times it was distilled. Browse the vodka aisle, and you'll see unfamiliar brands distilled 5, 6, 7 times. They get the job done nicely, and I say so after a rigorous series of tests. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for answers by the Biden administration after a whistleblower at the Internal Revenue Service is stepping forward claiming the Biden administration is blocking Congress and the public from learning about the Biden family members' business deals with China. The whistleblower also alleges clear conflicts of interest in the investigation. The Oakland A's baseball club has announced they are focused on moving to Las Vegas and have purchased land for a new stadium. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Clean out your pipes. It's 34 after the hour, Doug's. Good day program, the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner as we wind and rain our way. Rain is spelled R-E-I-G-N in that case. So blowing our way into your life. There's so much to the spoken word, and nobody understands that any better than we do, because the power of our voices is only as good as the power of the words that we choose. And the words, this is something that a lot of people don't get. And I think that social media has sort of underscored this, not necessarily always in a good way. We are responsible for what we say, but yet we are imperfect beings, and so sometimes we stick our foot into our mouth. I don't use that analogy to excuse some of the things over the years that I've said that I wish that I had. After I said it, I thought, sure, what did I say that for? But, you know, it is what it is. We all are, you know, we're not perfect. We can't be perfect. And the problem with so many critics on social media, especially, is that they come across as being perfect. They, you know, there's no such thing as perfection. Last year, this has nothing to do with me on the radio. It has to do with me on the farm. We give, starting in a week or two, we open up the farm on the weekends for people to come and enjoy the animals, have some ice cream, walk around, see the goats and the pigs and, you know, the stuff that is intriguing for people these days that they don't really see every day because farming is almost becoming a lost art. So last year, as I was leading a tour, we have a big wagon and we can put 25, 30 people in it. And normally the families come and their children get on the wagon. And so I was told that the coast was clear and that I could start. So I drive ahead. And there was a youngster who wasn't on the wagon yet. He was on the steps. And when I moved, he fell off and fell down. And so I went back and made sure that he was okay. His parents were there. And his parents were very understanding. But there was somebody that was on the wagon who wasn't understanding and decided to attack me and talk about how irresponsible I am and this should never have happened and how dare you do these things on the farm and, you know, basically rip me a new one. And I didn't really, I said nothing. I said I was sorry to the parents. We took care of him. We had first aid and fixed his cut and that sort of thing. And I probably would not ever remember this incident except for the attack that this guy, he unleashed all kinds of profanities in front of the children. And I said to him, my God, guy, I took him aside. I said, first of all, watch your mouth. You're around children. Secondly, there's nobody who says that I am not sorry. I've apologized. I'll take care of whatever it is to take care of the children. But, you know, I was told things were okay. And I didn't blame it on somebody else. I just said I thought the coast was clear. But the way the venom and the anger and the, you know, that's the, and we have so much of it around today. Everybody wants to attack everybody else. You should have known better. Yeah, I probably should have. It was a mistake. So, you know, I wasn't going to make it worse because I was wrong.
Well, and it probably wasn't even about that situation. His lashing out at you probably wasn't even about you.
No.
It was just that something else was clearly going on, is clearly going on in this gentleman's life.
Yeah. So, but the reason I brought it up is because of the power of the words that he spoke. And it was hard on me. I didn't like the circumstances to begin with because I felt sad for the boy, and I thought, wow, this was a mistake, and something worse could have happened. But the parents said, we know, and yeah, we got it, and please be careful, and so forth. But this other guy just was very, very insulting. And so anyway, I bring that up because I think that we all have to think about the words that we utter and the reason that we utter them and what happens, because those words are so powerful, you have no idea. You don't know how it's going to affect somebody. That's what, you know, go back to social media and the bullying that goes on and the things that people say hiding behind their anonymity. They are cowards. And maybe even somebody who makes a lot of noise like this guy. I didn't know who he was. I never saw him before. And I doubt that I'll ever see him again because he probably won't come back because he doesn't think, and he'll badmouth me to people. Don't go to that farm. This guy, he's not safe. Yeah, okay.
Doug, that actually brings up a really valid point, too, because I started thinking about when people write reviews, they take to the internet to write reviews, and more often than not, it's because they had a bad experience or they want to slam the company. Not very often do we, as human beings and consumers and patrons to places, go online to leave positive reviews. Or when we're at a restaurant, to ask to see the manager just to say, hey, the staff has been amazing. The food was amazing. You are doing a wonderful job running this place. We enjoyed ourselves. Yeah. Most times when somebody's like, oh, this person wants to see the manager, can you come out? Their mind goes to the worst case scenario because typically it is. Somebody wants to complain. We do not do enough to spread the gratitude, to spread the, hey, good job, you're doing a great job kind of mentality.
Well, maybe what we feel at Christmas time is something, and we say this at Christmas every year, it's too bad this feeling wasn't something that we could feel all year round. With that feeling of love and charity and getting along and, you know, that's all part of the human condition that makes life better and easier for us, but we don't always do that. Now, I can hear myself once in a while saying things that are not necessarily newsworthy. It just is something that comes into my mind about stuff. And I'll give you an example. This is a pretty good example, actually, if I do say so myself. How many people remember, this is my question, right? Lyle and Eric Menendez. Do you know who they are?
The Menendez brothers.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's see if James knows. James, you know who the Menendez brothers were? Are?
You're going to have to enlighten me on that.
Okay. All right. So, this is a gripping case. It drew national attention every day. It was on court TV. These two young men murdered their parents. They walked into their house, Beverly Hills mansion. They each had a shotgun, and one of them blew their mother away, and the other one blew their father away. And that was, they were just sitting on the couch. So they were quickly convicted of murdering their mother, who had been a beauty queen, and their father, who was an executive with a record company. And they said they did it because they had been sexually molested by their parents, and they killed them out of fear. So fast forward to today. There's a new wrinkle to this, and the wrinkle comes from Roy Rossello, who used to be a member of Menudo. Remember them, mm-hmm. the boy band, right?
Yeah, that's
remember
the one them? Where Ricky, why am I forgetting his name now? She Bangs came from. He was in the band Menudo.
Oh, right. Yep, yep. Ricky Martin. Martin, that's right. Yep. Anyway, so now this guy says that he was also, molested by the father, Jose. And that sort of corroborates what the two boys are saying. So this guy was a member of a band that was under the guidance, if you will, of Jose, the music guy. And so now there, this is, if you kind of put two and two together, there are people who are trying to get the Menendez brothers retried because they think that they were railroaded. In fact, there's a series that's been on, there was a whole thing on PBS, and now apparently NBC is doing a series on, that's supposed to start next month, on the Menendez brothers and how they were betrayed. And there are a lot of people that are looking at this thing and saying, wow, maybe they should be, maybe there ought to be, there's more information here, and maybe the credibility, the arguments and sexual abuse was something that's what they used because, you know, that was their defense. That's why they did it. Now, whether they had to shoot him with a shotgun the way they did or not remains to be seen. But if this guy's telling the truth and he was molested, how many more people in these kind of circumstances also were got molested by this guy?
And the father, Jose Menendez, he was a music exec. So he had access to people. He had a certain level of power where nobody was going to speak out against him.
Yep, right. All right, anyway, more names and people in the news. Ray Romano has revealed this week that he underwent a heart procedure because 90% of his aortic artery was blocked. That is a wake-up call. Everybody knows Everybody Loves Raymond, right? Doesn't everybody? Wait a minute. Hold on. James, do you know what Everybody Loves Raymond is about?
I know what it's about. I don't think I've maybe seen, like, clips of an episode. Okay. Like, walking in on my parents watching it or something.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ice Age?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yes. The Woolly Mammoth voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
All right. So Romano's now 65 years old, which is a mind blower in and of itself, actually. And so he talks about his struggles with cholesterol for the past couple of decades, and the doctor said that he had to take medication for it. And then, you know, he changed his eating habits, and he wanted to be healthier, and yada, yada, yada. And then he'd go back to his unhealthy, evil ways, in a manner of speaking. His cholesterol dropped because he went on the meds. I'm sure he was on some kind of a statin. But at any rate, he was on and off and up and down, and so now he's telling the story because after he saw the cardiologist and had chest pains, they discovered, and this happens a lot, by the way. There are a lot of people who do have this experience, and they, you know, they go see a doctor, and the doctor says, you got to go right now to the hospital. Mm-hmm. We've got it, right?
They can't. They catch it because yeah. What happens, and when we hear about the Widowmaker heart attack, yeah. this is how it happens.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
It. And then Ray Romano also said that he is now considered pre-diabetic.
Yeah. Plug up here. You got a lot of stuff in your. If you're not eating well, and you don't do anything about it, you're going to plug up your arteries. That's a good warning. Actually, it's a good warning. We'll talk about that with Dr. Ken, by the way, this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Other things, you know, he's a cardiologist. So a lot of times we talk about things that are related to your heart and your circulatory system. This week we're going to talk about prenatal depression that may lead to cardiovascular disease after childbirth for mothers. So I've only heard about
postpartum depression.
Postpartum depression.
And postpartum
right.
anxiety.
Have you heard of prenatal depression?
I have not, but it makes sense when you look at the change of hormones and the chemicals and everything going on in the brain, and then also just the sense of it's a very significant change of life.
Yeah.
I have been very vocal in the sense that I know postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety are only related to the women who are carrying, but it should still be looked at in the non-carrying partner because that is something that a lot of people go through and they don't get the help for it because they don't have the chemical embarrassment or the hormones situation.
Yeah. There's also going to be discussing this new COVID variant. God bless us. That damn stuff. All right, so that's part of the Good Day Health. Check it out, the podcast, and it's also on many of these same stations. Here's 48 After the Hour.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's Wednesday again, and we have Warren Eckstein with us again from the Pet Show. I have my latest round of hugs and kisses. I have never eaten hugs and kisses. Daisy likes them a lot. Charlotte liked them a lot. If I were to eat one of those, what would my experience, what would my sensation be, Warren?
You would stop shedding. Number one, your digestion would be a lot better. Number two,
really?
It has. You see, what I did is I actually not only probiotics, I added prebiotics to Hugs and Kisses, which feed the probiotics and make them work better. So yeah, I think you would feel a whole lot better. I've tasted them.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that why you have such a good head of hair?
I should
have
known. There you
right.
go. There you go. I stopped scratching. I stopped hitting.
That's right. So if you want. Go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com to order your hugs and kisses for your dog, your cat. There's a whole different thing, vitamins and minerals that you need. And one of the great things that Warren promises is that when you buy Hugs and Kisses, he's got an animal fund, and you can either through that or by straight donation to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, help him support the well-being of lots and lots of dogs and cats that are available for adoption. I was just looking at what they're doing here in my hometown. I'm going to have an adoption day on the farm. And
great
so
idea.
Somebody sent me some information about what's not that I didn't know because I see these things all the time, it's good to underscore it. And the more you do, this is something you can't overdo.
Exactly.
Right? You can't overdo it.
There are just so many animals. Listen, two of my nephews, one just adopted a little blended breed, and my other nephew in Rhode Island just adopted a 3-year-old, 3-legged pit bull. There's such a need for homes, and the more adoption events that are out there, the more exposure these dogs and cats get to people, the better off they are.
Yep, exactly.
So Doug,
I was going to say,
it came up on the air this week is, hey, Warren, how come every time I bathe my dog, he runs outside and rolls in the dirt?
Because that's what dogs are supposed to do.
Well, you know, you're kind of right. I put together a list of the just off the top of my head on the show, of why they do it. Number one is, let's face it, it could be itch. They just could have an itch and they want to roll around to scratch it.
Roll around and scratch it, yep.
Also, dogs roll around when they're excited or happy. But here's something a lot of people don't understand. They also roll around to cover up their scent so predators can't track them down.
Really?
And another reason is, you ever use, smell some of those shampoos? When was the last time you saw a dog use apple, pineapple shampoo? They get rid of the fragrant smell from the shampoo or soap their owners use. Also, on the opposite end, they roll around in the dirt because they leave their own scent there as well. And the question came up, should I stop my dog from rolling around in the dirt? The answer is absolutely not. That's why God created water. Wash them again. The dog's having a good day.
Wash them again. Wash them again. Better, better. I see Demi Moore has a pet chihuahua. Who apparently the dog's name is Pilaf, and he is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the shortest dog. Don't you have a chihuahua?
My dogs, both Molly and Willie, are what they call chi-pins. They're chihuahua min pincher mixes. They're blended as well. You know, it's interesting, though. You hear so many people talking about their dog, and it should be Guinness's World. I just saw a commercial on TV here in California where some guy, I think it's the guy who played Robin on Batman, is toting that if you feed your dog his food, the dog can live a long life. And he says he has an Irish Wolfhound mix that's 27 and a half years old.
Wow.
The average lifespan of an Irish Wolfhound is like 8 years, okay? So I'm a little questioning about some of the
Adam Ward, and what was the other guy's name?
I
know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can see him.
He has a dog food out now. I forget what it's called. But anyway, he has all these old dogs around there. I think according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest dog was like 23 or 24. But his Irish Wolfhound, after feeding this food that I just heard about now for the last 20 years, his dog is 27 and a half. Yeah. Be careful when you shop. Read the labels carefully and make sure the dog food is AFCO certified, AFFCO. AFCO is kind of like the Food and Drug Administration for pet food.
For dogs and cats. Here's the story of a lost dog who trekked 150 miles across the Alaskan Sea before he obviously was frozen. He was reunited with his family. It kind of goes to show you up in Nome, as the old song. Remember that song, North to Alaska?
Yeah, sure.
They're right on the Russian border. And dog got lost and was out for a month in the frozen Bering Straits, and yet he survived to get back to his owner.
Love wins over everything. If you love something enough, you will find your way back home.
Yep, really, really and truly, what a great story. Also, don't forget to celebrate National Farm Animals Day this week as well, because those are important, same as our pets. The farm animals are pets, for me anyway.
I'm going to go hug a cow right now, Doug.
Go hug a cow. Thank you. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendova.